A new report finds the state's poorest children have failed to make up any ground in their reading skills in the past decade. According to the latest Kids Count report, 81% of low-income fourth graders in Michigan are not reading proficiently. And Michigan is among only six states to see no improvement in that rate since 2003. Jane Zender Merrill's project director for Kids Count Michigan. Welcome, Jane.
Thank you, Cindy.
Some pretty stark numbers here. When we look at these statistics and realize no improvement since 2003, what do you think? Why is this? Why has there been no improvement in a decade?
I think there are a lot of factors at play. One is we've seen a huge increase in child poverty, so we have a lot more kids and families that are struggling because of our economic situation, and we also have a lot of policies choices and budget choices that have been made not to provide programming for young children. We've seen a recent turnaround in that where we're investing more in programs for four-year-olds. Last year, $65 million, and the year coming up, we're looking at a recommendation from the governor for another $65 million into our four-year-old preschool program. But what we know from the research is that you have to build on oral learning that takes place in the very earliest years. So we have to have a more comprehensive approach if we want to make changes in these numbers.
Is there any good news at all in this report? Anything we might look at and maybe feel slightly better about?
We didn't get worse. I hate to say that, but this really is a bad news report for Michigan. I mean, we are a state that wants to expand our educated workforce. And this is the first benchmark to have kids, more kids able to read proficiently by the fourth grade. And that we have made no progress over 10 years. And that other states, most other states in the country, have made progress. And we not only see disturbing news about our kids in low-income families, but even our kids in higher-income families aren't doing as well as the national average. 56% of our higher-income fourth graders cannot read proficiently, and that's compared to 49% in the national average.
What do you think is behind that, then, when you look at this at lost ground among the higher-income fourth graders?
Well, clearly we need to be investing more in our reading programs in schools and in our opportunities to give kids access to quality preschool and also to educate parents around what they can do to interact with their kids, building oral language, because that's the basis of reading proficiency. So there's a whole list of interventions that we can put in place to address this issue.
But is it that there's less interest?
Well, we've focused on raising the standards, and we have now focused on four-year-old preschool.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the only place. And other areas which could make a difference, like investing more in quality childcare options, we have not done that. And we're not doing a lot around bolstering low-income families through some of the worst recession in the history of our state. So, you know, families are under huge distress, and we're removing the kind of supports that help parents be good parents. You know, we're lowering their stress levels, giving them access to opportunities.
Jane, is there anything that you're seeing happening in Michigan right now that leads you to think that we might see improvement in these numbers next year, if we're talking a year from now?
Well, I think it's promising that the governor and the legislature are putting resources, dollars, into early childhood. We're also talking about the fact that we have so many kids who are not successful readers by the fourth grade. There are some disturbing bills, at least we think they're a little disturbing, about flunking kids who are not proficient readers. But we're not seeing dollars invested in making sure that we have better options for kids, particularly in low-income schools, where we're seeing bigger classes, we're seeing more inexperienced teachers, and we're seeing a lot of school districts that are going into emergency management because of funding issues. So targeting some efforts to reducing class size, to doing some interventions from birth right up through the third grade would be a much more humane approach both for students and parents and schools.
As opposed to flunking youngsters.
As opposed to flunking youngsters or closing schools and punishing teachers, all of which we've been doing for the last 10 years. And we see the results.
Well, it also strikes me that, you know, as you describe, we see backsliding in scores in both children who are low income and high income, which leads me to wonder what needs to be happening on the home front as well. I mean, we look at policy and we look at how schools are run and funded and how teachers are teaching, but, you know, mom and dad and the kids, what should be happening on the home front there?
Well, you have to remember that higher income is simply over 185% of the poverty level.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
When we say higher income, the median income in Michigan has dropped dramatically. We've really experienced a huge reversal. So even in what we call higher income families, you may have longer hours, people are working for less money, if they're employed, maybe only one parent in the family is now working full time, or maybe they've accepted a job that pays far less. So there's lots of pressures on even higher income families.
A ripple effect, a huge ripple effect.
Yeah, and that all has an impact on kids.
Jane Zender-Merrill is the project director for Kids Count Michigan. Sobering report and plenty of food for thought in this. Thank you so much, Jane.
Thank you, Cindy, for the opportunity to discuss this important issue.